Well, you might have noticed started last week's show with Sonic Youth's Teenage Riot song. And I did not know at the time, but apparently around November 28th, Lee Renato, the guitarist for Sonic Youth, gave an interview commenting on the recent breakup of the other two of the other members of the group in their marriage, Thurston Moore and Kim Gordon, and he used the words indefinite hiatus. So Sonic Youth fans, it's sort of like I suppose some of the Beatles fans felt when they broke up. Anyway, they did do like five shows in, well, anyway, 40 Acres and Clone Mule. Listen to this, you'll find out where.
Ladies and gentlemen, our band is called Sonic Youth and we're from New York City. And it's an honor to be back here in Brazil. To be together once again with all of our beautiful Brazilian brothers and sisters. This song is called Sister. An old friend of mine, his sister came over. She was out of her mind. She said Jesus had a twin who knew nothing about sin. She was laughing like crazy at the trouble I'm in. Her light eyes are dancing. Her brother said she's just a bitch with a golden chain. She keeps coming closer, saying I can feel it in my bones. Schizophrenia has taken me home.
In order to specifically to these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Hello and welcome to 40 Acres of the Clone Mule here on.
You've got a good beginning. Hit and miss and trial and error. It just depends again on breaking the records over radio.
Rock music blares! Door slam! People! Yeah. Children scream. Sorrows
wine.
And rock music blares.
message.
Yes, we're going to cryogenic medicine. We kill him first.
Oh, he's not dead?
No, you can't freeze him, Arthur.
He's alive and well? I mean,
oh, he's fine.
He's in good shape.
I'd like to meet him here.
We've arrested and found. We'll do everything we can to arrest individuals. We can detain individuals. And that's why we've arrested individuals. I don't have any reason to believe we're involved. We'll do everything we can to arrest reason. We don't have any reason to believe that I have any reason to believe.
Said today it could take a year to remove the New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Reports widely circulated by media today are, I quote, crap through and through. And I quote, crap. Rudy Giuliani and I could take a crap.
There is a very serious threat.
And we do so boldly, all agree.
Another incident? If we don't, there is
those suspected could have been
civil liberties.
Well, we are to henceforth submit ourselves to an indefinite
type of enforcement tools as organized crime. The paternalists are the same tools.
Wartime.
Jarvis incarcerated for conspiracy.
You can call the wife to testify against the husband when you can threaten the child to testify against the father.
Control.
I mean, those sort of things.
When they stand for election, they want to say that they put more people in jail than their predecessors.
Those sort of things. Politics and hysteria.
We ought to get as tough as nails on our kids. We ought to lock them up and throw away the keys.
I came out of 12 years of college and I didn't even know how to sew. All I could do was account. I couldn't even account for myself.
Hysteria.
He did, huh?
A pie, Capone.
Throw away the kids.
A pop, a pop, a dog, a dog, a bark.
Now that's one thing true. You know, all the truckers out there, you know, Bill Bailey.
Away like that, 23 years old, take his whole life away from him for something that.
You had a lot of them throw away the kids.
Thank you.
fight terrorism and foreign...
The drug war may have actually worsened whatever actual drug problem there was here, but now there's a system within the system that functions untethered by the Bill of Rights or any protections. Since then, the architects of this emerging police state with records of hostility towards any civil liberty they don't use, like Orrin Hatch and John Ashcroft, they've been working hard to pull the rest of the court system in through this enormous hole that virtually every discussion of individual rights is loaded with references to drug pushers and organized crime and... With finances and diplomats and
today looking for more friends,
companies and intelligence.
Reporters with Mr. Bush at the CIA this week. The agency's terror spokesman said they're pinning one on Osama bin Laden.
Against people we can't see, in which country we're not sure.
Our weapons are military and diplomatic, financial and legal. And in this struggle, our greatest advantages are the patience and resolve of the American people.
It's going to be fought with more law enforcement, asset seizure, informers, phone taps, and all the blank search warrant, corruptions, informants, bribery, misinformation, open-ended clauses, and widely applicable decrees.
There may be in the country suspected foreign plans. They could have been any. And we think that...
They want to fight this battle where there are no rules of evidence, no need for corroborating testimony, a wide-open conspiracy ruling, convictions on hearsay, convictions based on intent instead of deed.
Foreign powers may try and make impossible the use of steps to disrupt safeguards. Those suspected could have been already foreign and could have suspected that we were...
Testimony can be coerced or purchased by the state with cash money. This is where they like to operate, outside the Constitution, in this territory established by drug war hysteria. And that is why grown men who are addressing the essential matter of individual liberties during a national emergency keep talking about drug dealers.
We have the same that we do for drug dealers.
The same tools that we use against society.
Fasting to surveil them that we do for drug crimes.
Exploiters of drug pushing. President's children.
And for organized drug crime.
Drug lords. For things like drug crimes and sex lords.
Airtight surveillance.
And things like the children's mafia.
That we do for drug dealers.
We want to get the same type of drugs for pushers and children.
Each one of these individuals is in airtight chemical detention.
We can use most of these terrorist provisions against and organized people.
Violations of the anti-drug power.
We can detain others who are not doing what is right. We can use the mafia.
Believe that Anne Frank and others may be in the country to do drugs.
I see we're reopening that option to collect information through torture as long as it's subcontracted outside the states. And that's a real equal employment opportunity.
We've offered to the Congress that would allow us to use information gathered in accordance with the law of foreign governments to use against terrorists and spies.
A lot of people getting work. The reason why this is important to us is that they have declared a war where no victory or defeat can ever be declared, especially the way they define terrorism. These infringements are going to be permanent, and you can count on that.
I think we can delay it any longer. Let's be honest.
I call upon the Congress to act quickly.
We can detain others if we're not doing what is right. Why wouldn't we be able to detain our counterparts in the House who are not helping the White House or helping General Ashcroft? That's what the president has asked for. We've got to get the mafia back into the hands of the president. That's what John Ashcroft has asked for. I think if we don't get this done so that we can electronically surveil the American people, and I think we've got to find ourselves in another incident. If we don't do it, we could cause another. We risk the whole country, or at least have an incident that could cost our very, very dear parts. They will get the tools necessary to be able to do a much better job.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. I must end it at that point.
Civil liberties, well, particularly detaining non-citizens.
Unconstitutional activities the courts can remedy.
Here?
Well, very frankly, we need to do everything we can to remedy the Constitution. That's all we're asking for, that we have terrorists, organized foreign drug dealers, crime figures, despised agents. That's all we're asking. That's something we can do. believe that Anne Frank and others may be in the country in violation of the anti-adjudicative powers escalate. Threat of additional adjudicative problems now. They were being processed in the system. We wanted to keep them from being released while they're being adjudicated. That is a safeguard. Each one of these individuals is in airtight chemical adjudication.
Well, how many people you got in detention would you put in that?
Got quite a number of them. Now, there are people who are in detention because they have violated anti-adjudicative law.
Detention because they are on warrants.
And there are people in detention, terrorists, and spies. But I call upon the Congress.
Up like a big egg, man, and then I would
sit on them, and that freaks them out.
Those chickens are really confused.
Yeah, man. They get mad.
We'll be right back. cells are far away for the sun to explode.
Priceless. Under attack.
Live from New York City, Norton Scooter.
Priceless. Under attack.
Thank you, Abandon. Still having trouble with your tape machine, I see.
Rather curious malfunction.
Curious indeed. It so happens that I've personally led the Crisis News team in a deep cover probe of just such curious events throughout the media, which has led to this groundbreaking, exclusive, Dumpline Focus Edition expose.
Crisis in the control room.
For years, the dark world of the internet has threatened to corrode the minds of our country's nation and turn our youth away from the wholesome and traditional media outlets. The clammy hand of the murderous Sith called terrorist is reaching out to clutch at the throat that speaks the voice which dares to utter the words, nourishing the tree of liberty, watering the blood of tyrants. Our investigation has uncovered not only a peripheral hacker underworld of infiltrators, but I have here in my hand a list of 131 media workers who are after granny operatives working in network TV and radio.
Norton, did you submit a tangent clearance memo at the Crisis Desk down in supplement notification for this format?
Yes, sir. Gilbert, I mean, no, sir. Hey, Gilbert, put on a commercial.
Okay.
Well, sir,
we'll be right back. Just as soon as we return.
In times of crisis, we need a perspective which helps us understand.
Polls show that some Americans shrink from their own power.
Americans must stand up for themselves.
On your feet.
It's time to stand up and be counted.
3, 4, 5, 6.
On your feet, the news program that puts America
on your feet.
It's time to kill. Kill anyone who disagrees. The American News Program. Tonight, on your feet, killing babies increases market share.
On your feet, America.
Tonight.
Whatever else you want. I failed to see your technical analysis.
Right, you know.
You better speak to the doctor about that.
We're now returning to the Dump Life News Desk with Amanda Newark.
Norton, your contract requires you to stay on the prescribed medication.
Crisis he saw in the United States, a deepening moral crisis, which was being conditioned by a growing war in Vietnam. Tonight we speak with a new crisis. It hasn't reached the proportions of Vietnam. And that gives us an opportunity to think about it before it becomes something as grave as it did in the 1960s. And so with King's words in the background, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the way American foreign policy is being conducted and developed. And one thing that keeps coming to mind as I look at this situation is there's a double standard at work here. We all know about Osama bin Laden. We may not know much about him. Maybe nobody does. But what we don't know about, or some of you don't know about, is a man named Luis Posada Carillas. Luis Posada Carillas was a Cuban born in Miami. He trained with the Cuban Alfonso. Alfonso came to the Everglades. They called him such a great military group. The Cuban government called him a terrorist. The United States government support by marketing terrorists, if you wish.
I saw my old friend Gabriel down the perimeter ring in the bell. I said,
hey, man,
is there
some
trouble? Where is everybody gone? I don't know.
Well, I put my hand across
my mouth
and a tear that a tourist hotel
and
in Cuba
went
and killed an Italian tourist.
Yeah, I'm moving slow.
The year 2000, Luis Posada Carillas went to Panama and tried to assassinate Fidel Castro.
I'm looking for my company.
Now Fidel Castro has launched attacks from the Kremlin on Cuba against the U.S. government. He hasn't found a way to speak.
The men and I just don't know.
get scared of those two cold dead eyes to stare a little bit, and we cry a little bit, and we get by a little bit. Yeah, let your tears all come falling.
All right, we're going to do one more. Thank you for sticking it out. You're beautiful and awesome people, and I can't wait to see you again.
Everybody's talking about the stormy weather and all.
what's a man to do but work out whether it's true? Looking for a man with a focus and a temper who can open up a map and see me right there too. It's time to get it before you let it get to you. Here he comes now. Stick to your guns and let him through. Everybody's coming from the winter vacation, taking in the sun in an exaltation to you. You come running in on platform shoes with martial stats. Please just give us a clue. Ah, here it comes. I think it's somewhat I do. It's a teenage riot in a public station. Gonna fucking tear it up in a hibernation for you. You better look it. We're gonna shake it up to him. That's the hero. We paint a zero on his hand.
Yeah. cara, o Sonic Youth, os caras, quem sabe, né, terminaram a banda, mas terminaram o show agora no palco Consciência.
Grand finale, indeed. That was Sonic Youth, Sao Paulo, Brazil, last month, November 14th, which may have been their last show ever, since they're on infinite hiatus and a couple members are getting divorced from each other. Anyway, that was Teenage Riot, the last song of their Sao Paulo show, the last show. Before that, we had a Circumstantial Happenstance with some Scooter from the Crisis Under Attack from 2001, I think. Grinder Man did Vision from the Grinder Man 2 album. Sonic Youth with a treated version of Malibu Gas Station. Some more Scooter in there with his Circumstantial Happenstance, also from Crisis Under Attack. King Missile did They from the Dog Fly Religion album. Home did Our Blue Navy from the 13 Nether Regions album. We had some music, another Circumstantial Happenstance, Scooter and King Crimson mixed from the Crisis Under Attack sound montage. Milk did Balls of Bright Light Earth from a 7-inch Sad Happy, The Last Stage Dive. Before that, Bewitched did Chocolate Frenzy featuring Bob Burt, which was, I think, a very early Sonic Youth drummer, like their second drummer. The Merman did My Black Bag and Honeycomb from Food for Other Fish. Circumstantial Happenstance, we started with two Sonic Youths, What We Know from the Eternal, and Schizophrenia from the Sao Paulo concert. Thanks for listening to 40 Acres and a Clone Mule. We'll be back with more in just a momentito.